This is the 11th episode of From the Perspective of Justin. It's the first episode I'm doing by myself. So on the last episode, I mentioned that I got copies of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, and I watched both of those. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood just wasn't as good to me as a lot of other Quentin Tarantino films. Like, I was confused by a lot of stuff that happened. For one thing, I don't think that Sharon Tate or Charles Manson, like, I don't think they had to be a part of the movie at all. It could have just been, you know, a story about random people. What I took away from it was the main theme of the whole movie was just that Brad Pitt is a badass. And he seems to be able to kick everybody's ass, and he knows it. Including Bruce Lee. There's a scene where he kicks Bruce Lee's ass. There's also a scene where Sharon Tate goes and watches one of her movies that is coming out. And she, like, sees the crowd enjoying her movie, and she feels good about it and everything. But after having seen the whole movie, I can't help but think, why the hell was that scene in the movie at all? Because it led to nothing. There's a couple scenes like that. Like, also, there's a scene where Leonardo DiCaprio is trying to get Brad Pitt's character a job on a movie set that he's working on. And the director says something about Brad Pitt having killed his wife. And then there's a scene that shows Brad Pitt and his wife, and they're like in an argument or something, but the scene just ends without showing whether he actually killed his wife or not, and it never addresses it again. So, and then Jay and Silent Bob Reboot actually was when you watch a Kevin Smith movie, you gotta understand this is not gonna be the most serious movie in the world. It's probably gonna, you know, there's gonna be a lot of lighthearted, jokey moments. And that's exactly what it was, but I knew that going in, so I thought it was a really good movie. When you watch a film, you watch a movie, and you love that movie, like Pocahontas, it's a really good fucking movie. The original Pocahontas. I don't even know if they've made a remake of that already, but if you watch the original Pocahontas, it's such a good movie. The music is great. The animation is great. The message is great. Like, it's all great. When you make something that's great, like, why are you gonna redo it, you know? If you try to duplicate that same accomplishment, it might become a failure instead of an accomplishment. Jon Favreau, I think the Jon Favreau Disney remakes are good. The Lion King and the Jungle Book, all things considered, they're pretty good. They'll never be as good as the originals, of course, but because this is a solo episode and I have a lot of room to talk, I'm going to go ahead and say a couple things about myself for people who don't know. My name is Justin Childers. I'm 26 years old. I'm married and I have one son. I've been a vegan since December 2017. I know there's a stigma with being a vegan, and a lot of people are weird about it and treat you like you're a pansy or something like that. There's nothing wrong with being a vegan. I mean, it's just a lifestyle. And a lot of people think, oh, you have to have meat, so because you don't eat meat, you're weaker than me. That's not true. It's all about balance. So there's things inside meat that you get. Meat is made up of nutrients and stuff and a couple of those are things that human beings need. So B12 is one of them. You have to get B12. So because I'm a vegan, I don't get B12 from meat, which is where most people get B12. I get B12 from supplements. So I take vitamins for B12. And you know, there's other things that you need. You gotta make sure you're getting all your vitamins if you're gonna have a specific diet like being a vegan. If you can make the mistake of just stopping eating meat and then just eating vegetables and grains or whatever, that's fine, but you gotta also make sure you're getting everything that you need for your diet. It's not true when people say it's not possible. It's totally possible. You just have to make sure you're doing it right. Like Kevin Smith, he almost had a heart attack. he went vegan, and his doctor said, you know, keep doing what you're doing. It's because he was eating way too much meat, probably, and also dairy out cheese, and cheese is bad for you also, man. I mean, too much cheese. Everything needs to be in moderation, and Americans don't eat in moderation. They overeat things, so that always has to be a factor, the fact that Americans overeat. And I personally didn't do this for health. I didn't become a vegan for health reasons. I became a vegan for ethical reasons, because when I look into an animal's eyes, I know that it doesn't want to be eaten because I don't want to be eaten. It's something that everybody should understand is, like, universal across all species. It's nobody wants to die. Nothing wants to die. Nothing wants to be eaten. I personally want to respect the fact that those creatures don't want to be eaten. Other people don't care. That's fine. I mean, you can't force the world to live your way. They shouldn't have to live exactly your way. There's a variety of ways that a person can live and still be, still have a clean conscience and still, you know, live efficiently. There's a lot of ways. My being vegan is not the only way. Being vegan is not for everybody. I think that if you want to eat meat and have a clean conscience and all this, the best, and stay healthy, the best thing you can do is to kill your own animals, to go out in the forest and hunt in moderation and eat in moderation. And have a lot of plants with your meat. Don't have a shit ton of meat and a little bit of plants. Have a lot of plants and then some meat. And then, you know, that's a super healthy diet. I don't believe in religion. It's just so clearly fake to me. And I think it's just clearly fake to everyone. There's only a couple reasons why you would be religious, and one of them is it's just cultural conditioning. Your family has passed down each generation to be religious, and so and you meet people, and you're like, oh, my father will get mad at me if I say I don't believe in God or something like that, and that's exactly it's this dogma. People get trapped inside, and that's one of the reasons that you would be religious. And the other reason you'd be religious is if someone you've loved has died, and you can't. I mean, it's hard when somebody you love dies. It's hard to accept that they don't exist in some capacity. That's you. I mean, when you're in that state of grieving, that's you, your brain, your emotions are like a glitch to the computer system of your brain. Your brain wants to be realistic. Your emotions want you to help you feel better. And it's hard to keep your head in situations, but if you do keep your head, you can realize, you know, it's okay. It's okay that people just die and then they're gone. If you just stayed around forever, why would you die at all? You know, why wouldn't you just live forever? Why would there be a death if there was just more life after it? It doesn't make any sense. I think that's pretty clear to everybody, but it's those two things that I mentioned before. They're really emotional about someone who's died, or their family has trapped them in this dogma. My family wasn't super religious. Like, if you asked them, they would say, yeah, we believe in God, but they didn't spend too much time talking about it or thinking about it, I don't think. I met my friend Clint, and he was all into, I mean, I didn't meet him. When I first met Clint, he was not into
Christianity and God and stuff. But at some point in our friendship, he got into Christianity and God. And the beginning of that phase, I kind of was going to church with him all the time and kind of entertaining the idea. I didn't have such strong feelings about religion back when this was going on. I was just like, whatever. But I mean, it's okay to believe in God, but I'm just saying, I didn't know what I believed back then, and now I definitely know I don't believe in God. So for a while back then, I was acting like a Christian, you know. I went to church like every fucking Wednesday and Sunday, and I mean, the thing about all religions, I think, is when you start really thinking about it, none of them make sense. Everybody likes to think that Scientology is absolutely fucking ridiculous. I mean, and it is. But then, you know, the same people who would say Scientology is fucking ridiculous, a lot of those people are Christians. And Christianity is, you know, equally fucking ridiculous. It's equally ridiculous to Scientology, because Scientology is about what, like your soul's coming from a volcano and entering you because this weird lizard guy put them there. Yeah, that sounds nutty as shit, right? But Christianity is a woman giving birth to a son who doesn't have a father. That son grows up to walk on water and then gets crucified and raises from the dead. Now, the story of Scientology and the story of Christianity, neither one of those make any sense, dude. The reason why they don't make any sense is because you know the way things work. You've existed, like I've existed since 1993, right? So I know, I've seen the world. I know the nature of our reality, you know? I know how things work. I know that things don't happen like things happen in those stories. People don't walk on water. People don't come back from the dead, ever, you know? In fact, there's no proof to suggest that our souls didn't come out of a volcano, because, you know, there's no frame of reference for that. So that's more plausible than Christianity, I think, even though they're both completely bullshit. If humans all take a guess at what the nature of the universe is, do you seriously think that any of them are going to be right? Do you seriously think that any of these random stabs in the dark are going to be right? Men can dress like women, and it's alright, and it's not weird, and it's been going on for a long fucking time. So I think it's stupid when people overreact about it. Men dress like women all the fucking time. Dude, like, think about all the greatest rock bands in history. They all had long hair. Think about, you know, they all wear, like, tight jeans and shit. And if you think about the greatest rock bands in history, Led Zeppelin specifically, their outfits were flamboyant as shit, dude. It's just what you do. It's just what the fuck. And it looks good. So it's like, why not? When I see a glam rock band, I'm like, those guys look fucking awesome. Alright, this has been a short little episode of From the Perspective of Justin. Tune in next week for the 12th episode. Have a good one, everybody.